Darrell, it felt like your side gave everything in that last half hour. Just couldn't quite force the winner.
No, I thought we was very poor first half. If I'm honest with you, I've made a couple of changes just to freshen things up a little bit, to be honest, because I didn't think we ever got going first half. I thought they slightly edged the first half. Second half, barring a goal round scramble that they had, they didn't really cause any problems, and we've had plenty enough opportunities to score a goal. So probably in reflection of the game, probably a fair result. Probably ends up a fair result, to be honest.
With Scar and Holden and Adebayo and then Guthrie in stoppage time coming so close, you were so close to that winner and going up the table.
Yeah, no. And like you say, the fine lines of the game. I watched obviously four or five of Stevenage games, and they've been a game, to be honest with you. The form of late's picked right up, and I think they'll soon clear themselves away from the danger zone. So, but with ourselves, I thought we needed a little bit more life in the second half, and we got that. And just thought a bit of quality in the final third. Good defending from both teams, to be honest with you. Thought our back four and the goalie defended very, very well. And I thought, to be fair, some of their lads had a good game defensively. So a game where defenders were on top.
If we talk about the clean sheet, I think that's double figures for the season now in all competitions. And Dan Skye getting man of the match there. Your two centre-halves in particular, was it man mountains at the back?
Yeah, I think you know, if you're going to assess where we are after the games we've played, I think 10 clean sheets is testament to the hard-working nature of the group, but we got to be better at times with the tempo of our play and our passing, whatnot. I said to the lads there, I feel like I'm coaching them every minute, every 2 minutes, and I think you've got to do that sometimes with a developing group. I thought one or two players were way off the game today, and that can happen as well. So we'll pick them up. We'll try and take the positives out the week, and build towards a couple of cup games coming up.
Yeah, is that frustrating for you now that you're having to sort of leave the league for a couple of weeks now?
Just focus, I think, as manager. Just reset yourself and focus. I think we need a recharge. I think the Wednesday, Saturday turnaround's very, 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 comes around very, very quick. And certainly with the amount of rain we've had and the pitches at our training ground are unplayable at the minute, to be honest with you. So we've had to balance it up a little bit. So we'll take the positives, unbeaten in five, and we've got to We've got to keep building. Like I keep saying to you guys every single week, we've got a lot of areas we need to improve on and make the players better, and we'll keep working away. I think effort, endeavour and willingness to want to win a game, I think the desire's been there most of the season, but we've just got to be a lot better in every area.
With that winless run you did have in October, do you feel the momentum is still with you now with Oxford and Chelsea to come?
Yeah, listen, like I said then, back in after we won the four games before in the September on the spin, I think you just got to focus and reset yourself to the next game. It's a group that I'm learning about a lot of the times. Definitely going to need some reinforcements in the window as well to strengthen that, which is always going to be the case, even if we were flying. So we've got to keep learning, and the lads are, sorry, should I say, got to keep learning and getting better and improving so they stay part of the future of what the club and what we're trying to build here.
You mentioned your half-time substitutions. It feels like you do have to manage Danny Guthrie now in terms of injuries, but he came on.
Yeah, no, listen, Danny, we know Danny. If we can get Danny fit and keep him fit, and that's going to be the key. He's a very talented player and can unlock defenders. We know that. You know, listen, his record speaks for itself. There's no one more frustrated than Danny at the minute, and he's working hard in his gym work and whatnot, and coming back from pools and what we've assessed it. We've looked at his diet. We're looking at everything to make sure that we can try and keep him fit on a regular basis. So we need a bit of luck with that one, to be honest with you. But big name players, you know, Lavs has come in now, last, you know, that bit of experience of players that have played at big football clubs. I think when you're looking at too many development players in your team and you're not enough experienced heads on the pitch, all of a sudden one or two can go missing a little bit when you've got them Danny Guthrie's and Lavery's and your Sinclair's and your James Clark's on the team, you know, been there, seen it, done it. They give that, add that little bit of experience and know-how to games.
Yeah, with Guthrie and Bates in that second half, I think the first time we've seen those two playing together, it's quite an enticing potential sort of midfield partnership.
I just thought we were miles off in the wide areas in the first half. I thought we were very ineffective in our shape, to be honest. They put three up high up the pitch. Mm. We didn't release our fullbacks enough, but we didn't just keep the ball enough and find a pass between lines too direct at times. And that was disappointing, but sometimes can happen, like I say, with a Wednesday, Saturday turnaround. Probably wish I'd have made a few more changes, to be honest with you, but I thought I'd go with a bit of momentum and try and not make too many changes through the course of, like I say, the fifth game in 2 weeks. But we'll take the point and we'll build up towards Oxford.
And just final thing for me, do you feel maybe you've learnt from that in a way, because you had made more changes in previous
Forever learning as a manager. Listen, I see games and I always go with my gut instinct of what I think needs to change, and no problem changing things if I don't think things working or one or two lads are not having a good game. The lads know how I work, they're getting used to the way I work. Made a couple of subs the other week after 22 minutes because I weren't happy, and that's the way they've got to work. The lads have got to get used to that, and they are, to be fair to him. He's no scapegoats here in my lads. We just get on with our work, and I think you've got to be brave as a manager, change things if your things aren't working well.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
With Danny, I think a lot of people would say that he changed the game when he came on in the second half.
Yeah, he's got that quality, hasn't he, Liam? You know, he's got that final pass, that final delivery. We've got to get the work into him and make sure we keep him clear of injury, because every injury he gets is a setback. Mm. And we're hoping for a big run of games with him and hopefully get him fitter and fitter by the day.
And obviously disappointed with the result in the end, because with the chances...
You want to win your own games, don't you? You want to win your own games. I think, you know, an inch of the crossbar and you win it at the end there, don't you? But it weren't to be. And if honest, I thought Stevenage edged the first half. Not a lot in the game. Chances for both teams. We edged the second half. Typical story of League Two. I think if we were on a going day more with the ball and with the tempo and not being so slack with our passing, I think we win it.
And you take the positives from that, though, in the second half performance?
Yeah, I take the positives is in after 20 minutes, 25 minutes in, Darla, we're 1-0 down to a non-league team, and there's a hell of a turnaround, I think, over the course of that to come back up down 10 men. Yeah, we're frustrated that we didn't see it at their place, but done the business up at their place, got through the trophy, you know, and it's a win and a draw in the league. So I think there's a good response from the squad, but we've got a lot of work to do.